Good morning, friends. Welcome to the Daily Grind podcast. My name is Nathan French, and I will be your host. Today, we are talking all about motivation. What motivates me to get involved in fitness, and how to find what motivates you. We got a great show for you today. If you're interested in following the entire weight loss journey, go over to facebook.com/thedailygrindif. So that's facebook.com/thedailygrindif today. Let's get into it, guys. So let me set the scene for you here. In my heart of hearts, I believe that you need something more to motivate you to either get healthy, get in shape, lose weight. I think that there needs to be something deeper. I think losing weight or getting healthy for the sake of getting healthy or losing weight isn't enough. And I think that's why a lot of people fail when they start their own journeys with this stuff. Let me give you a quick example here, okay? I'm a business guy, small business owner. I've been involved in sales forever. And one of the things that you learn in sales, or at least you should, is you don't sell the product or service. You sell the dream, the possibilities of what the product or service can do for you. Let me give you a couple of examples here. So if I'm selling a car, I'm not actually selling the car. That's not what I want to be focusing on. I want to focus on what the family that's buying the car can do. I want to paint this picture of the wind blowing through their hair, them going on a great family getaway for the weekend. That is selling the dream. I'm not selling a TV. I'm selling what the family will be able to do, or individual, how they'll be able to sit around and watch their favorite shows. The device is meaningless without the rest of the setup. So that's painting with really broad strokes, guys, but I think that you'll get what I'm saying. There has to be something deeper that motivates you. So with me, it started with photography, okay? A little backstory on that. I started really getting into photography earlier this year. So earlier 2017, if you're listening to this later. And what I realized quickly is there's only so much photography you can do from the car. You actually need to get out and move around, move your body, and go where you can get great shots. I've always had an appreciation for art. As a graphic designer and web designer, I use a lot of images. And that's why I got into this, is because instead of purchasing stock images, wouldn't it be cool to just go and take my own? It wasn't a money thing. It was simply just a hobby that I kind of picked up out of nowhere and got some nicer gear, just kind of worked on that, chipped away at it, and have a pretty nice setup now and have got some pretty good photos and quite a bit of exposure with it. So it's working out well for me for just this little hobby. But more than that, I'm appreciating the opportunities that I get to go and explore Eastern Idaho and other places. If I wouldn't have had that in my life, there's no way I'd be walking around the woods, and I would never have started walking around the Greenbelt. As you know, that is my bread and butter spot for my fitness. I absolutely love walking around the Greenbelt. It is just, it's my jam, okay? I love it. And without photography, there's no way I would have even ventured down there. Without photography, I wouldn't ever have had the motivation to get in shape so I could go to some other places. It just wouldn't have happened, plain and simple. When I went out there and I was walking around trying to take pictures of the geese and the ducks and the squirrels and all that kind of stuff, I really had a hard time. My feet hurt even after just a few minutes. I'd run out of breath if I tried to walk any farther than, 100 feet. And I just have to go get in the car, drive a little bit farther down, get out, and rinse and repeat all the way around the river. And I realized pretty quickly that was not going to cut it, especially when you're talking about getting to some places where you can take landscape photos, sunrise, sunset, that kind of stuff. and specifically wildlife, you have to go to them. You're not going to have them just run up to you and say, take my picture. That was the first real drive behind me getting into shape. I'm like, well, maybe I'll just go for a walk here and there, take my camera. And that was how my first 30-day experiment, I called Walking the Walk, was born. For quite a bit of the first 30 days, I took my camera with me and I snapped some pictures of the animals. And as I was building the habit, as time went on, I actually stopped taking the camera, and I was so focused and on the walking portion that I didn't even take the camera. I still have my cell phone. Cell phones these days are plenty good for most photos. If you're just sharing on Instagram and that kind of thing, you don't need to take the big DSLR camera out there. So that's kind of what I just rely on now. And I'm still enjoying it. I still take my camera down every once in a while. I've went on some little adventures. I have a lot more planned that I want to go on. Some longer hikes and things like that. I just haven't got around to it quite yet, schedule-wise. But here's the cool thing, guys. I know that now I've been walking for 40-plus days. If I really wanted to, I could. I can go on a hike. I can take my camera. I can get some pictures that never would have been possible even a month ago. And that is such a gratifying feeling. Like, it just feels good. So part two of this conversation is, how do you find what motivates you? Okay. And as I've mentioned time and time again, I am not here to give life advice. I'm not a life coach. I'm not a fitness coach. I'm not anything like that, okay? But here's what I know. I know that once you find that thing, when you have that level of self-awareness, everything gets easier, okay? Being self-aware is such a key to this stuff for anything in life, as far as I'm concerned. If you haven't checked out Tony Robbins' stuff or Tim Ferriss' stuff, go do it. Even if you're not involved in business or anything like that, just for personal development, it can really break some walls mentally for you. So I'd recommend you check out that stuff if you're struggling on finding some self-awareness and finding what you're truly passionate about, okay? And I tie that all in with fitness. So when you're a kid, your parents say, you know, go outside and play, which is code for get out of the house and leave me alone. Quit bugging me, right? Go outside and play. And when I was a kid, that's what we did. We just went outside. We'd chase each other around the yard, me and my friends. We'd chase each other with water guns. We'd run from shadows. We'd play basketball. We'd go for bike rides just for hours in a circle around the local church parking lot. And it was great. I didn't even think about it at the time, but that was exercise, right? But then it was just playing, you know, so let's go outside and play. Your parents aren't going to say, hey, go outside and work out, because that it would mean nothing to a child, right? And so I've been trying to relate that to my adult life and just translate it. So instead of me saying, hey, I'm going to go outside and work out, I'm going to go outside and I'm going to play. I'm going to go take pictures. I'm going to go for a bike ride. I'm going to go play some sports. Whatever the case is how I look at it. And that really helps. That's a good motivation. Let's go outside and enjoy something. Anyway, sorry to get off the weeds there. But so how do you find what does it for you once you do become self-aware? I would say just keep it simple, man. Start with the basics. What do you enjoy doing? What do you talk about all the time? What can't you shut up about? That is what your passion is, in layman's terms, okay? So just find something like that related to fitness, whether it's going out and bird watching, or maybe it's going and playing basketball, maybe it's going skateboarding, whatever you're able to do physically. For me, it's the things that I can't do physically that are my biggest motivation. You know, like I can go for walks right now after quite a bit of work, but I can't go and play basketball quite yet. I would break myself. There's no way that that's going to happen for a while. You know, so that's something I'm working towards. I'm working on being able to be a low enough weight that I can get a road bike and go on some distance bike rides. I would love to go up to the mountains here locally in East Idaho. They have a zip line and you can go on zip line. I think the weight limit's like 250 pounds or something like that. I've never been able to do it. And I think that would be incredibly fun. I would love to be able to get on a plane and fit in the seat. You know, I mean, simple things like that. It doesn't have to be complicated, guys. You take whatever you're not able to do right now because of your weight, your health, or your fitness, and you work at it. Baby steps. So finding something that you want to do and can't, or can't do very well, that to me is the key with this whole motivation thing. There's nothing that's out of reach, guys, with a little practice and consistency and hard work. The first step is building that habit. I have established that. I've proven that. Once that habit is built, then the sky is really the limit. It does take time. The hardest thing for me is exercising patience, because I am motivated to do these things. And when you really want to do something, there is nothing worse than having to be patient and wait. That is where I'm at right now, and it is incredibly frustrating. And let's get a little bit more generalized here when we talk about just being healthy, okay? I've talked to a couple people about this, and we have a difference of opinions, but I want to talk about the quality of life versus how long you live. So if you have somebody say, I want to be healthy so I can live longer, you know, that's fine. I disagree with that, though. I would rather have a higher quality of life, because I don't know when that end comes, okay? I don't know if I'm going to live 60 years. I don't know if I'm going to live 40 years or 90 years. I mean, who knows, right? The healthiest people still get cancer. They still get disease. They still aren't able to do things because of these unknown factors that could happen, from what I've seen, to just about anybody, even the most physically fit and healthy people. That stuff still happens. So it's not just the people that are out of shape or obese or have a poor diet. I mean, certainly the percentages are a lot higher and the odds are not in your favor when you have a lifestyle like I've lived. But the motivation for me isn't, hey, you know, I'm going to live to be 90. It's, I want to be able to enjoy the time that I have. No matter if it's 10 more years, if it's 50 more years, that matters not to me, guys. I could care less about the length. It's important to me to be able to do what I want and not be limited by my weight or by my size for however long that is. So for me, it's a quality of life thing, not just, hey, I want to live longer. So I just try to keep things super simple. I would encourage you to, you know, do some soul searching, guys. Maybe you know it right now. Maybe you know what your motivation is for improving yourself. And I don't care. Maybe you're incredibly obese. Maybe you're 500-600 pounds. Maybe you're 100 pounds and you're not strong enough to do something. Like the situations, this isn't just for obesity. This is as a human being able to do what you want, guys. Being able to get out there and take photos, or do sports, go on hikes, watch birds, you know, fit in certain cars, like whatever you want to do. And, you know, I hope that you're able to find that. So that's it for today, guys. I will see you next week here on the Daily Grind Podcast.